It's time for Wildcat News, a look at what's going on in the Humboldt Community Schools, brought to you by Northwest Bank.
725, 43 degrees. It's Wildcat News. We have Kayla Newton, Katie Stanton in studio. And do you want to mention, should we mention Braylon? Hi. No, too late. Too late. You can wave. Wave at everybody. She's saying hi.
Hi.
Good morning, ladies. And thanks for coming in. Prom, big day. And it's happening in a little over a week. Oh, my gosh. So much to organize. So many great volunteers. Why don't you tell us all about it? When is it? What time? And all of the activities.
Yeah, this year there's quite a few improvements to prom. We've been working since last prom, so over a year of work. So when you talk about work, there's a group that has put in a lot of time. This year, open house, 4:30 to 5:30, so public can come to that, check everything out. Grand March is going to follow at 5:30 to 6:15, so it just flows right into that. Public can stay there for that. Then we're going to have appetizers and a dinner for the students.
Appetizers and a dinner.
Yes.
Tell me more. It's food.
Yes. Iowa Central is going to cater for us. We're having steak and chicken Alfredo as options.
Wow. That's pretty highfalutin, isn't it?
Yeah. We're pretty excited. It gives all kids an opportunity to come together and share a meal together. And that's what prom is about. You know, one big hoorah before they graduate.
Yeah. And then what kind of appetizers do you know?
There's a pretty big list.
Stuff.
Yeah.
A ton of stuff.
Fried pickles? Maybe.
Maybe. Mozzarella sticks?
Those are all great appetizers.
Sure.
There's also specialty drinks. These, what are they called?
Smoothies?
Dirty sodas.
Dirty sodas.
Dirty sodas.
I have no idea what that is. It is the thing now. Dirty sodas.
Okay. Yep. So looking forward to that.
Yep. So then after dinner, we'll go straight to the dance. After the dance, the kids will then go to after prom, which is in the middle school. So everything is right there, and they'll move from one thing to the next.
Okay, so it's in two different locations.
Yes.
And may I ask why two different locations?
I think that way, when after prom happens, there's so many activities for kids, and mm-hmm. we just need the space.
Sure.
So dance will be in the cafeteria, the meals in the gym. Grand March is in the auditorium. That's all the high school. And then kids will go down to the middle school for games. Oh, they play blackjack is popular. There's a hypnotist that they'll have. Unlimited fun.
Mm-hmm. That's great. It sounds like a blast.
Yes.
And were you saying something about this is going to be one of the largest proms?
Yep. It's the second largest prom that we've had in the past 12 years.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of people all signed up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're excited.
And then the Grand March and then the open house, that's when they do all the pictures and yep. everybody gets together. Oh, Johnny and Jimmy get together. We got to take a picture. And, you know, and then your prom date and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lots of good pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you, I was just thinking, no, I rented a tux. No sense in buying it at that age, right? But. That makes sense. But I know that the ladies go through a lot of work. I know every hairstylist and beauty salon in probably a 30-mile radius are just completely busy. Like sparkly makeup stuff, is that kind of a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, so what's
nails.
The... Nails. Okay. Yep. Got to do the hair. Oh, tanning.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really a community event. Yeah. Honestly, the amount of people that come together that support our Humboldt students, it's been phenomenal this year. Mm-hmm. The support has just been amazing.
Sure. You want to give a shout out to the volunteers?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
There's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. But Stacey Wimpin, Molly Illig, Tara Granger, Jess Smith, Stacy McIntyre, Jenny Thiesfield, Molly Montague, that is the main crew of the after prom parents that have been helping. And we have been planning since last April. So mm-hmm. all these improvements have taken a lot of time, a lot of thought, a lot of effort. We've had our admin on board, athletic director, student body. We have a great junior class. I have had more students come and help set up prom this year. We've been meeting since January. The junior class has phenomenal group.
Is there a theme this year?
Yes, dancing on the stars.
Dancing on the stars.
On the stars.
So are you putting glow-in-the-dark stars on the floor? How does that work?
Check it out.
How's it coming together?
It is coming together great. We are ahead of schedule, I would say.
Good. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I mean, Katie, do you want to say anything? Do you want to share a few words?
No, just that the community and our junior parents have been amazing and supporting, and our junior students have been awesome at coming together and trying to get this prom put together to have a fun night for everyone.
And when it's all said and done, you just kind of go,
yeah, we can breathe again.
Yes, you can breathe again. But when it's happening, smiles on everybody's faces.
Absolutely. So, it's worth it.
It definitely is. Yeah. It's a big deal. You know, prom, high school, all that stuff. It's bittersweet. And, you know, I hope everybody has fun and I hope everybody's extremely safe. So have fun.
Thank you.
And good job organizing.
Thank you.
You bet. Classic hits, 97.7 The Bolt. This has been Wildcat News. Kayla Newton, Katie Staton, and Braylon Newton have been our guests. She's the silent partner out of the whole group, has been our guests on Wildcat News.